My name's Flora Yetman. I've got a love of costumes.
What is it that you love about costumes?
Oh, I love fabric, and I love good fabric. I don't, today's fabrics, I'm not, they're flimsy, they don't last. You can't do as much with them. And a lot of them are so synthetic, it's incredible. I love good fabrics. I like the idea that a costume, you can get people reading the script, but it's not until they actually put the costume on that they finally become that person.
It's like putting on a whole new character.
It is. You're not only pretending to be somebody, once you've got the whole costume and everything on, you are somebody else. You walk out of your own little shell and you become somebody else. And that, I think that's fantastic. I had a little shop that I hired costumes out. I had a grandma come in and she wanted something for her granddaughter to wear, teenager. The girl came in a tracksuit and sort of the old dragging the feet slumpy bit. So we put her into a beautiful gown and immediately the posture changed, the head went up. And just the transfer, she wasn't even pretending to be anyone else, but to see her dressed and then the demeanour just altered. I love that. I like to see that happen. It's just fantastic. So, and I guess it's that, more or less. It's just merely seeing the transformation of somebody and getting right into character because you've put them into the clothing of that person. It's like watching a metamorphosis. So it's, yeah, that I love.
Hello, darling.
Kylie Bishop is the president of the Esperance Theatre Guild.
I've been involved for about 3 years and president for about 5 months, yeah.
And what made you decide to join?
Well, like Flora, I've got a pretty big love of fabric and costumes and things like that, which event is what prompted me to come down first. And from there, started helping out backstage, a few small walk-on roles, and yeah.
What is it that you love about costumes?
It's the fabric. Taking what is such a blank sheet and turning it into something that's creative, it's functional, and helps someone really pull that character into themselves. It's brilliant.
It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
Yeah, it's just such a range, you know, some of these beautiful costumes from My Fair Lady. It's just fantastic, the range. A lot of it is vintage, and some of it's actually been specifically done for our project, our plays, and yeah,
a lot of these are My Fair Lady ones.
Some lovely 1980s numbers there.
What we're trying to do is get everything so that it's easily accessible. We've got uniforms of all sorts here, but above that are the uniform accessories, and down here, so if you look for a uniform, you can also find its hat. And it's whatever and all the rest of it. Cowboy stuff, the cowboy hats. We've got show stuff. We've got 1920s. And up there are the boaters to go with the 1920s stuff. All of our wigs, we've just had some more shelving put in, which is great. So now all of our wigs are on wig stands and out so that you can find them easily.
You looking swell, darling. I can tell.
These are all accessories in this lot here. So we've got some of the jewellery stuff and you've got gloves, different types for your evening gloves, your different lengths and that sort of thing. Then you've got some of the men's bow ties and their cravats and your mob caps, your dilly bags, so just bits and pieces, accessories.
You're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong.
I'm going to be mean and make you choose top three if you had to. Which are your favourite costumes?
I don't think I could.
Five? Just a couple.
Oh, easy. Toad. Toad from Toad Hall is fabulous. He's got that wonderful foam animal head we saw. But he also has a little driving hat, some goggles, and he has a wonderful little driving outfit that he wears over top of that. So that's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
I just love the dresses from My Fair Lady. They're beautiful. They're wonderfully made, and they are just exactly what...
There's toad stuff in there.
Let me put it on. My least favourite costume was a couple of Bakewell tarts that were made out of foam that I had to use in Calendar Girls.
Yeah, where were they placed?
Strategically.
Very strategically, and yeah.
I'm sure that's a lasting memory for you.
It certainly is. It's not something I'm going to forget in a hurry, nor do I think that anyone else who was on stage at the time will forget either.